At the end of January, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health plans to award 35 provisional licenses among the 158 applicants in the final phase of the state-run process. Under the law, each of the state's 14 counties is to have one dispensary, but no more than five. It appears Berkshire's elected officials and dispensaries believe the county has clientele numbers to support just one dispensary, so interested parties are getting the ball rolling in terms of siting. Mana Wellness Incorporated has finalized a purchase agreement and plans to build a new facility on Callahan Drive off Route 20, about 4 miles from downtown Pittsfield. Niall Domina is Mana's Director of Operations.
Want it to be an over-the-top welcoming experience for patients because, you know, they're stigmatized enough, and part of this is getting past the, you know, initial trepidation that patients have going to their first visit to a dispensary after getting their certification.
Mana is one of four groups that included a generic letter of non-opposition from the City of Pittsfield in its Phase 2 application with the state. Meanwhile, the city's Community Development Board gave a positive recommendation for a proposed special permit submitted by Total Health and Wellness Incorporated. The organization plans to redevelop a building on Dalton Avenue, located roughly 4 miles from downtown on the other side of the city. The application now goes to the city's zoning board. Mana had originally planned to hold off on applying for a permit through the city until after getting a state license, but Domina says it will try to start that process before the end of the year.
What sets us apart is that we're building the first ever LEED certified dispensary with a focus on sustainable, renewable energies and design. And that has never been done, period. And I think that that's going to bring a lot of new energy sector businesses and bring them into Pittsfield to work with us.
North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright says Total Health and Wellness has also expressed interest in opening in his city. However, Alkenbright is proposing a moratorium on dispensaries until mid-April, as there is nothing on the city's books regarding them.
This in no way is meant to be something that would even in any way, shape, or form stem to kind of ban anything. We don't want to do that. I would welcome it located in the right location. So that's really what it was for, just to give our planning board and our general government committee time to look it through.
If approved by the city council, North Adams, which is the county's second most populated city, would join about a third of the state's municipalities that have put temporary moratoriums on medical marijuana facilities in place. Springfield is the largest so far. Bay State Alternative Healthcare Incorporated had expressed interest in a site on Merrill Avenue in Pittsfield, but has since withdrawn its plans, according to city planner C.J. Haas. Bay State President Robert Karp told WAMC News in November it is also looking at other sites in western Massachusetts. Greenhouse Dispensary Incorporated also included Pittsfield's letter of non-opposition in its state application, but has yet to submit anything to the city. The organization's Ann Kulig says it is hoping to site somewhere in Berkshire County. In June, a zoning ordinance in Pittsfield capped the number of allowed dispensaries within city limits at 3. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.